PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, a state police trooper has died while training for an elite unit of the agency. Marcellus Bethea had graduated from Burlington Regional High School, according to the governor's office. He was a trooper for 8 years. Bethea was training to join the state police teams unit made up of about 30 members who take part in counterterrorism efforts, underwater search and rescue operations, and more. The main graduation ceremony at Columbia University will not be taking place. The decision to cancel the university-wide commencement ceremony over security concerns came after weeks of pro-Palestinian protests at the New York City campus. Smaller department ceremonies at Columbia still will be happening. Meanwhile, criticism has been leveled against Rutgers University for negotiating with pro-Palestinian protesters to end an encampment on the New Brunswick campus late last week. The Jewish Federation of New Jersey says the university president and chancellor should either revoke an agreement they made with the student group Justice in Palestine or resign. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is securing additional money to protect religious groups throughout the state as tensions continue to rise over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war.
That money will go to 34 organizations, synagogues, mosques, churches, gurdwaras, high schools, and religious community centers.
Nearly $5 million in funding will help improve safety and combat rising anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. Gottheimer slams the rhetoric on college campuses that are forcing classes and finals to go remote, saying students should not be deprived of that experience. And Governor Murphy has announced a special primary election will be held July 16th to fill the seat of late Congressman Donald Payne, who died last month at the age of 65. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Unsettled weather to start the week. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Obviously, today is not as soggy and sloppy and wet as yesterday, but each of the next 4 days carries at least a slight rain chance. Now, if all goes well, we'll clear away from the sun-settled weather pattern and cool down a bit just in time for the Mother's Day weekend. Lots of clouds today with hit-or-miss showers possible at any time. We're warming up to around 70. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, a new wave of showers and thunderstorms coming into play overnight, especially to the south. Lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's shower chances will be early and late. In the middle, partly sunny and warm, highs in the mid-70s away from the coast. Wednesday is going to be the warmest day of the week. Sun and clouds and lower 80s, but again with a chance of spotty thunderstorms. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Morristown at 62, Ewing at 64, Turnersville at 69. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5 and weather brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. Prepared for a power outage with the Generac automatic standby generator from W. Danley, you'll always have power. Free extended warranty, HVAC, and gen maintenance with a qualifying home standby generator purchase. 0% financing available. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.